wouldn't I need to have very substantial financial resources to enter this game in the first place?
The good news is that the answer to that question is absolutely not. You can't do this for nothing. And again, I touch on the fact that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, and you do need some money. But there are some great ways to leverage this business. The vast majority of transactions that my clients are able to execute, and I've got thousands of them in 70-plus countries, come with a huge component of seller financing. The businesses are far less expensive relative to the return that you're able to generate on your cash investment. And so, although we're going to talk about that later on, I will tell you that you don't need anywhere near the type of money that someone who, from the outside looking in, thinks that they may need. Not at all.
Could you give me a couple of examples of those clients of yours and how they've sort of moved from perhaps being an employee to buying a small business and making that work?
Sure, got lots of them. And I was just speaking to my marketing person, and we were talking about the fact that, we're running out of wall space for the testimonial letters that we have. And that's really the greatest part of our business, because when you change someone's lives, people are real happy and want to share the news with you. So we've had just, a tremendous number of success stories. A couple of them that come to mind is, I had one client actually in the northeastern United States, and his family was in the believe it or not, the funeral home business. He was a fifth generation funeral director. And even though he did own his own business prior, it was a business handed over to him from family members, but it was very much really an employee or a slave to that business. And he just wasn't getting any level of excitement out of it. And I'm sure people in his community thought, he had a very good reputation in the community. Again, fifth generation funeral director. Everybody knows them. They're in a smaller town. And he was able to use our materials. We provided him with some ongoing support, questions they have, and we're always happy to answer people's questions. And he actually bought an import business that sells ornaments for fish tanks, believe it or not. So a completely different business. I mean, funeral parlor to an importer has nothing in common. But he's done unbelievably well. And why? You could imagine the type of persona that you have to have in the funeral business. I mean, you're not dealing with people that are at their best. You're not dealing with people that are happy. You're dealing with people, unfortunately, who are at, could be very, very low points in their lives and have been emotionally drained and devastated. And so you have to have the type of persona whereby you can, talk to people in a very soothing and comfortable way and have people almost trust you immediately, because you're really putting your current immediate challenge and doing so with full faith. And so some of the skills, or his biggest skill, was the ability for people to feel confident in him and trust in him and be able to talk to people. And that translates very well to a sales role. I mean, if you could imagine, I'm sure you can see the relationship. If you come across a salesperson, one you feel immediately comfortable with and you can trust them, or feel that you can trust them, you're going to probably want to give them your business. So those are the type of qualities that you'd want in a salesperson. You'd feel comfortable with them. So when he was sitting in front of, the importers and people, manufacturers overseas, and he went to them, he bought this business. It was doing very well. It was profitable. But he went in front of them and say, hey, I'm new in this business, but I need you to start building a lot more product for me. I need you to start shipping me more product on better terms and conditions. And here's what I need you to develop for me. And here's the way I'm going to do it. The suppliers overseas felt immediately comfortable with him. He's able to put together distribution agreements around the world. I mean, he's done an unbelievable job, doubled and tripled the business in a very short period of time. And that's a success story that I'm very proud of, because he was able to take a very good, solid, but bland, boring, unsexy business and really build it up exponentially. I have another client who was in the transport business, moving and storage business. He has absolutely no skill whatsoever related to the moving and storage business, no hands-on experience, but he bought a very good moving and storage company run by a couple of people, nicest people. They were originally truck drivers. They had gone into their own business and built up a very nice business, was able to leverage the acquisition very well. But he knew that these guys were certainly not limited in their scope by any means, because they had built a wonderful business. But as far as being able to leverage assets and finance assets, they had really no understanding of it. And they had done a great job. They had a very good business, but he understood the financial model, and that's what his strengths were. And he looked at all these tractors and trailers, and they were great assets. And how could he, that type of business is a function of how many tractors and trailers you can get on the road. And this company had probably a neighborhood of, 20, 23 of them. And he looked at it and said, the way you could leverage those ongoing assets, he took a business that was, a few years ago doing $3 million and very, very profitable. profitable. And this year, he'll probably do $15 million. And he went from 23 tractors and trailers to over 100.
That's an extraordinary and vivid example. And it brings to mind one important question, which is about the skills needed.